We are learning Mesechtes Chulin Daf Kuf Chav Ches Amar Beis, and we are beginning on Daf Kuf Chav Ches Amar Aleph, 8 lines from the bottom. The beginning of the line is Machasheres Lo Yadam. We're starting from Bayi Rabba. And we're going back to Rabba's Pshat in the Mishnah. We had 6 Pshatim in the Mishnah, in the Machlokes Rameir Rab Shimon, and Rabba was the first Pshat. Rabba explained that Rameir holds when you shech the behema, and the behema gets dam, gets wet with dam, that hechsher, it helps for the Aver as well. And Rabbi Shimon said, no, the Aver needs its own hechsher. What was the Bi'ah Machlekes? According to Rabba, the Bi'ah Machlekes was, could the behema be a yad for the Aver? Everyone holds yes yad lehechsher. And the question is, could the behema, which is the Iker, be a yad for the Aver? The Rameir holds yes yad. The behema could be a yes yad. The behema could be a behema could be a yad le'aver. Rabbi Shimon says no. Behema cannot be a yad for the aver. So Rava declares like this: Boye Rava, according to Rameo, holds that a behema could be a yad le'aver. What happens when the behema is alive? When the behema is alive, the behema cannot be mekabel tumah, because a live behema can't be mekabel tumah. The aver, on the other hand, could be mekabel tumah soichlin. Like we learned the Mishnah, the bottom kuf chav zayin and aleph, that if you have a mind to feed that to a guy, it can be mekabel tumah soichlin, but it needs hechsher. And the question is after that the behema that the aver amdul gets a hechsher, could the behema be a transmit tumah as a yad to the Aver? That means if Tumah touches the behema while it's alive, could it transmit Tumah to the Aver? What's the Shaila? Because on one hand, this behema while it's alive can have a Kabbal Tumah. So the question is, could it become a Yad or not? Let's read it inside. Bayi Rabba, behema b'chayeh, when the behema is alive, Mao shetase Yad le'Aver, could it become a Yad to transmit Tumah if a Sheretz touches, for example, the behema, could that transmit Tumah to the Aver? What's the Shaila? Since the behema can have a Kabbal Tumah, maybe it can't be a Yad. Or, on the other hand, you could say that the yad doesn't have to be mekabel tumah in order to be a yad. For example, etzem is not mekabel tumah, and still, it's not mekabel tumah, and still, because it's not an oichel, and still it can transmit tumah. For example, an etzem of a nevela, the etzem itself is not mekabel tumah, only the bas does not transmit tumah, only the bas does. And still, the etzem could become a Bankabayad, so that's a shayla, and it blabs with a teiku. The Gemara ends with a teiku. Tosfos is bothered. If you look at Tosfos of Masal Behema, the second Tosfos on Amud, he has a kash like this. Tema, ma'am bayle. Imshin behema mechayel la baskabul tumah. Call yadus bayle nami la bakabul tumah. All yadus not bakabul tumah. Elos machnisus metziyot tumah. Every time you have a bone that's not royal achila, the bone is not mekabel tumah because bone is not an oichel, and still it could transmit tumah to the basar that's on the side of the bone. That's the din of yad. What's the shayla over here? So Tosfos' answer is because here it's worse. Here, be'etzem, the behema has a afka, that since it's alive, it can't be mekabel tumah. So it's worse. It's not stam that it's not a food, so it's not mekabel tumah. There's a afka, even in a case where it is a food, it would not be mekabel tumah because behema is alive, and therefore it can be mekabel tumah. Like Tosfos' example, ben pekua, which is edible, it's a oichel. Still, it's not mekabel tumah because it's alive. Something's alive, it's a afka. So maybe here it can't be a yad because the thing's alive, therefore it's a afka of kabbalah's tumah. And the Gemara ends with a teiku. Now, because we have this suffix, we're going to say 4 similar sveikas to this suffix. Amar Abaye, Hare Amru, we said in the Mishnah Nuxin that kishois shenata ba'atzitz. You had cucumbers in a flower pot that does not have a hole in it. So it's not considered mechubar, because it's growing from a flower pot, it's not mechubar to the karka. Vigdila, and it grew very big, and it started going over the out of the flower pot. V'yotzos, it's mechutz la'atzitz, and it went out of the atzitz, and now it's over the land. And if it's over the land, it's being yoinik, it's sustaining itself from the actual ground. So the halach is that tahira. The whole thing becomes tahar now, and it can't be mekabel tumah. Why? Because it's attached via the branches and the cucumbers growing out of the atzitz. And therefore, the entire atzitz is not mekabel tumah. And Rashi says, even if it was once tameh, it could become now tahira because it's the mechubar lekarka. That's the shita of the Tanakama. Rav Shimon, v'chimativa letar. How does that work? That it can retire everything. Ela tamei utamasai. Whatever is tamei stays tamei. V'atar utarasai. And whatever grows from the ground is tar. Which means like this: whatever grew from the atzitz itself, it's not nakuv. That will be considered talush, and that will be makabel tumah, and that will stay tamei. Mashainkein, what grows out of the flower pot, that will be considered mechubar, not makabel tumah, and become tahira. So that's the fact. That's the Mishnah in Maseches Uksin. On that, Abaya the Shaila. Baya Abaya, Mao, Shetase Yad, L'chaverta. This, according to Rab Shimon, these kishos that are outside the Otzaz Aksir Mechubar, and they're not Mechabal Tumah, could they become a Yad, L'chaverta? Could they become a Yad for the other cucumbers? And here it's a similar Shaila to before, because here there's a Hafka. really the cucumber is royal lekabel tumah. Just since it's mechubar, it's mafkia. It's from becoming tamei. Could now be a yad. Etzem could be a yad because etzem just is nothing. It's just a yad. It's not royal achila. That's why it could be a yad. But here it's etzem royal achila. But still, the mechubar says you are not something who is tamei. And therefore, the question is, could that be a yad to transmit tumah? Since it's something that's hafka, it's mechubar. It's mufka from tumah. Could it be a yad or not? Teku. So it's a similar shaila to Rabbi Shaila. Another similar shaila. Omrav Yirmiyah, Hari Omru, Hamishdachva, Lechati Delas, Osra. If someone worships a half of the last Favayda Zara, the halacha is half of this gourd that you worship is Osra Bahana, Favayda Zara. And according to Rav Shimon, we'll see soon in Taf Kuchov Tes, he holds any Isra Anah is not Mekabal Tumas Eichlin, because it has to be Royal Achila. So it has to be Royal Achila Achayrim, and therefore any Isra Anah does not have Tumas Eichlin. So it comes out half of this gourd is not Mekabal Tumas. And Rashi really asks, what do you mean? Evi Avodah Zarah is Tami. The halacha is Tami. Either it's like a Tumas Nido or Tumas Sheretz. So Rashi answers, it's only the Rabbanah. It's only the Rabbanah. So the question is like this. We're saying this half of the last cannot be Mekabal Tumas Eichlin. Why? Because Asavah not. So Boy, Rav Yirmiyah has a shout like this. Now on topic of Chav Chesam Abayz. Ma'o Shetas Yad L'Chavrata. Could that half, which cannot be Mekabal Tumas, because it has Afgah because of the Issar Anah, could that be a Yad L'Chavrata? Could that be a Yad for the rest of the Dalas? And the Gemara stays with a teiku. Gemara stays with a teiku because that's a good shayla. Here was mufka from tumah. Could it be a transmit tumah to the chavruta or not to the other half, which is not avodah zarah? Could it transmit for the other half or not? And Gemara stays with a teiku. The Rashi has another pshat in the shayla that has to do with tumah avodah zarah. Ayin sham. Rashi has a second pshat to explain this shayla. Omra papa. A third suffix, which is similar to the first suffix. Hari Amru, the Mishnah Uksin says, Yichor Sheltena Shnifshach, you have a branch of a fig tree that got cut off, Umu'ura B'Klipasa, but still attached a little bit through its bark. It's attached through the bark to the tree. Rabbi Yehuda Matar, Yehuda says, these Ta'inim are still considered Mechuba to the tree. Racham Emrim, depends, Im Yachol, if it could regenerate itself and start being made some more pears and growing pears, which means it's still sustaining itself from the tree tar, then it's sir mechubar and it's tar. If not, then it's tame. If not, then the halach is that it's tame. Boyra papa, mao shiyasa yad lechaveira. The question is, so now we're saying according to the Machlekes Chacham and Rav Yehuda, if it's Matar or not, who knows, always Mechubar. According to Chacham, it depends. If Yachal Yachal is good, if not, not. So Rav Papa Shal is Pidach Chacham. Ma'o Shiyasa, if this branch, which is not Mekabel Tumah, because it could regenerate itself, could that be Yad L'Chaveira? So Rashi has two Pshatim, what the Shaila is. One Shaila will be like this, that if a branch is broken off the first branch, we have two branches. One branch is a little bit broken off the main tree, and there's a branch off that branch. The branch that's attached to the main tree could regenerate itself, so it has the mechubar. The second branch cannot regenerate itself, so it doesn't have the mechubar. The question is, could that branch that's considered mechubar be a yad for the chavera? That's the shayla. Teiku. Let's read Rashi inside. Ma'os yasa al chavera. Im nifshach miyichur zeh yichur acha. Not a branch broke off this branch. Umurubai b'klibas. Still a little bit attached. Eyochal achias. It can't regenerate itself. Have a tolosh. But the first branch, the main branch, could regenerate itself. Could the one that could regenerate itself be a yad for the one that tolish? Because the one that could regenerate itself can be a tolish. Another shali asks like this. Inami, you could say, explain like this. Not the one, a third branch. Only a tree or a branch. Inami, im yichuze ein yochel lichyos, maus yasla ilon yad lahavitoma peris. Could the ilon be a yad? On that, the chazanish is bothered. What's the it could be a yad? The tree is not movable. The tree can't, you cannot, you know, tattle the branch out of the tree. The tree is attached to the ground. So he says, something could be a yad. If something's holding up something else, it also could be called a yad. That's why the tree is a yad. That's what Chazon Ish says. There's another point here that if the shayla is that we're talking about the tree itself, it's really very similar to the shayla before with the kishois, where did we said a question about the cucumbers, if a mechubar could be a yad for other ones, so it's really exact same shayla. That's a Rashi's first shot. It's a little bit easier to understand. So tomorrow, the fourth shayla, so that was the third shayla. Go to the fourth shayla. Amrav Zera. Hare Amru, the Mishnah Garment says that a stone that's minugas, that has a nega, even shebezavis, it's in the corner of the kaisal, and this is between two houses. Two people have a townhouse attached to each other, and there's a stone that it's one stone, and the side that's facing Reuven got a neg on it. So now I have to take care of that stone. What's the halacha? So Evan Shivazavis, Kishu Chaylitz, when he's doing the first step before it becomes a full nega, the first thing you do is you take that stone, you take it out, you clean it around, and then you see if it comes back. So Kishu Chaylitz, when you take that stone, you take the entire stone out, because the pasuk says V'chiltzu es ha'avonim, you have to take the entire Evan out the way it is. So that guy will lose part of his stone from his house, from the neighbor's house, even though Shimon knew they're wrong, but the whole stone comes out. Oh, but if the nega came back and they have to chop down the whole house, so then noitzitz is a shloi. You only crack off your side, and meniach es shachaver. You leave the side of your friend, you leave his stone, you leave his part of the stone intact, which says notzitz abayis, which means only your house you have to, not two batim. Notzitz abayis, losh yachid, you don't have to chop down your house, you don't have to break down his house. So now the question is like this. Comes out this one big stone, half of its tumas nega, which is actually has tumas oil, and the other half of stone is not tumay. Could the other half of stone transmit tumah from the stone that's tumay into the Shimon's house to make tumas oil into that house? That's the question. Because on one hand, this half of stone does not have a nega, so it's not tumay at all. On the other hand, could it be a yad or not? That's the shayla. And here it's the question is, why can't it be a yad? Just because it's not makabel tumah, it's like, why is it in a bone? You have to say again that here there's a hafka. There's a hafka of this stone is mechuber. It's not really becoming tame. And shayla is, could this transmit tumah into the house or not? Could this transmit tumah into the house through tumah zayel? And the Gemara says, teiku on this as well. This is also shayla of teiku, akapanim, all the shaylas were teiku. Now we'll go back to our Mishnah. In our Mishnah it says that if the behemoth died, so we had an Avraham Dodel, and the behemoth was not Keshach, and then the behemoth died. The halacha is that Avraham has not become an Avela. It still retained its din Avraham Minachai. And when it dies, it has a Tumah Avraham Minachai. And the rest of Avraham is Tumah Avela. And so the Gemara wants to know, and that's the Mishnah speaks out, that the Basar is needs hechsher, it says in the Mishnah, but the basar doesn't have tumas eiver nechai. The eiver has tumas eiver nechai, but not tumas tevela. So more wants to know, what's the difference if it's tumas eiver nechai, tumas tevela? They're the same thing. What's the difference? What is the difference in halacha between the eiver menachai and eiver shel avela? They're both tamei. They're both ava tumah, and they're both equal. So what is the difference? If a piece of meat separates itself from this whole limb, the ilu basar ha-perish from Eivim Nechai lo metame. Basar that comes off Eivim Nechai without any veins, tendons, or bones, just comes out the piece of basar itself, is not metame. Basar Menachai is not metame. Masha inkin a basar me'evim menanevela vada is metame. But if the basar comes off a piece of nevela, that basar itself is metame. So that's the difference. This Eivim, this limb, this, let's say, foot, has a din of Eivim Nechai. And therefore, if basar is perishment, it's not tame. Masha inkin nevela has a din, Masha Inkin, the Nevela has a din, has din Nevela, therefore the Basar separates will also be Tame. So the Gemara, what's the Makar that Ibn Nechai is Metame? Ibn Nechai is the Metame micro. Where is the Makar in the Pasuk that Ibn Nechai is Metame? I don't know who Dom Rav, the Chsiv says in the Pasuk, the Gavi Tubas Nevela, it says, V'chiyomus min ha-behema, it says, and the Pasuk, and the game of loss, Yitma the Arif. So it doesn't say V'chiyomus behema, it says, min ha-behema, from the behema. It sounds like a piece fell off the behema, and that's the Makar for that Aver Minachai that separated itself from the Behemoth is Tameh, because it's Yomus Mina Behemoth. Something fell off the Behemoth and it became Yomus, so it lost its Chias. That would be Tameh like Nevelos. This is Makar that Aver Minachai is Tameh. Right tomorrow, but like Yidach, we need it for other, we need Mina Behemoth for something else. There is Arhuda, Amravam Sitatana, Yomus Mina Behemoth. Why is it Minha Behemoth? Teach us, Mixas Ha Behemoth Metameh. Some Behemoths that are not royal achila are metama. Or mixes a behema ain't metama. Some behemas that are not royal achila are not metama. Ve'ezuzuzu treifa shachta. And this is the makar that a treifa, even though it's not royal achila, still the shchita helps to make that's no tum on it. There's no tumas nevela. So that's an even of behema. Gemara is teaching us the only certain behemas that I can't eat on nevela, not every behema, which is teaching us that that a treifa is not metama. So how can I use this for the neve menachai? I need to teach us that din that treifa is not metama. So tomorrow, if that was the case, then King Luchta Rachmana mi behema. What's my min ha behema? The extra word min ha behema. Say me ha behema. What's min ha behema? So I'm entirely, you have both drushes. So Gemara's kasha is, okay, now that I'm telling you something falls off the behemoth, has the name of Menachayim, that's Metame, because Chiyomus mina behemoth and falls off the behemoth, so maybe Basar also. Yochel, I feel Basar Nami. Basar also should have this halacha, that's Metame. If Basar comes off, if Chiyomus mina behemoth, fell off the behemoth, it's also would be Metame. So why do we say Basar Menachayim is not Metame? So I'm really talking about that. Time to the Braisa. Yochel, Yehi Basar Paris Rechai Tome. You would say that maybe Basar Paris Rechai Tome. The makar for this din ev menachai, so the words v'chiyomus mina behema. And we get here, ma misa sheina oisa chalipin, just like misa is something that can't regenerate, once it's dead it can't go back. Av kol sheina oisa chalipin, also anything that can't do chalipin, that can't regenerate itself. Ma sheinkin basar could regenerate itself, therefore basar is not called misa, it's not called yomus mina behema. This is the sheet of Rav Yossi Aglili. And we're going to have now really three pshat, three makairos that basar does not have a din of tumah from this pasuk chiyomus mina behema. We have three makairos. First makar is Rabbi Yossi Aglili. First sheet is Rabbi Yossi Aglili, and there's nafkminas between them. Rabbi Yossi Aglili holds the sheet is like this. The drash is like this. Just like misa doesn't regenerate. Here also anything that doesn't regenerate, basar regenerates. Therefore, doesn't have din tumas eva menachai. The Rabbi Yossi Aglili. Kibbe Eimer, a different drasha. It says in the pasuk behema, we just learn from here, ma behema gidim va'atzamos. Behema is made out of gidim va'atzamos. It's made out of tendons and bones. I've called gidim va'atzamos. The only thing that's matama v'chiyomus mina behema is the only one that has din like a behema. It has gidim va'atzamos. It's mashen kein basar, which does not have gidim va'atzamos. Therefore, there's no tuma of eva menachai. So the second shot. First shot was it has to be similar to misa, which does not regenerate itself. Second shot has to be similar to a behema, which has gidim va'atzamos. Rebbe Eimer, Behema, Ma Behema, Basa Gidim Atzomis, I've called Basa Gidim Atzomis, it has to have three things, Basa Gidim Atzomis, and if it doesn't have Basa Gidim Atzomis, it's not considered of Tumah of Eva, that something came off, Eva Menachai. So really it sounds very similar to Rabbi Akiva's Drasha. My Ika Bein Rebbe Rabbi Akiva, what's the difference between Rebbe Akiva? Rebbe Akiva. Now, is Arkuva. The Arkuva is the bottom of a leg of Behema, there's no meat there. There's only Atzomis and Gidim. So there, that will be the Bi'ah Machlokes. According to Rabbi Akiva, that will be considered Eva, and it will be Matama. According to Rebbe, it will not be Matama, such a case, because it's not considered Eva Menachai, it's because there's no Basar on it. So, according to Rebbe, interesting that a Basar Menachai is not Matama, and a Eva without Basar Menachai also not Matama. The only time it's Matama is if it has all three things, Basar, Gidim, Atzomas. But Rabbi Akiva holds, as long as it has Gidim, Atzomas, then it is Matama. Now, Bein Rabbi Akiva basically was an afkaminai kibinayo. What's an afkamina? Usually, it goes together. We're saying that if it has gidva tzamos, it doesn't regenerate. And if it's just basa, it regenerates. So, what's an afkamila Allah? Chamra Papa, kol yovanif saim kibinayo. An afkamina is the kidney and the upper lip of the behema. Fira basically, these things don't do chalipin, and therefore they don't grow back. Regular basa grows back. These things don't grow back, and therefore they're considered eva, and they are matama. Even though there's no bones in there or tendons in there, but since it doesn't regenerate itself, it'll be matama like eva menachai. But according to Rabbi Akiva, no, you need an eva. And of course, we basically there as well. You need an eva, gidim atzamos, you need basa gidim atzamos, or just gidim atzamos, and that you don't have in the kol yanif tzayin. You don't have that in the kidney and the upper lip. So that would be nafkamina. So it comes like this. Basar l'kuliyam is not matama. A kulya of nifsosayim, according to Rabbi Yisrael, will be matama because it doesn't regenerate itself. But according to all the mandim, not. Then we have the arkuva, which the arkuva, according to Rabbi Yisrael, Rabbi Akiva, will be matama, but not according to Rabbi, because you need basar gidim va'atzomis. So tomorrow, right there, a very similar gemara, just by shvatzim, the same halacha of din of eva menachai, and that's matama if the eva comes off alive, is the same halacha by shvatzim as well, by the shmoneh shvatzim as well. Tanya nami gavi shvatzim. This is an eva menachai by shvatzim also. Tanya nami gavi shvatzim gai gavna. It's a chiddush because usually you associate eva menachai together with shchita because it doesn't have shchita, but it's not true. You see, by behemet meya eva menachai, by shvatzim also you have eva menachai. Tanya nami gavi shvatzim gai gavna. Yachol basar perish ma'ashvatzim yetame. You would think basar that comes off shvatzim while it's alive should be tame. Tama leimar says in the pasuk. The whole pasuk reads v'chashi yipa alav mehem b'maysam yitma. It has to be dafka similar to b'maysam. Ma misa she'ena oisa chalipin. Just like misa doesn't regenerate. Afkal she'ena oisa chalipin. And it comes to exclude basar which doesn't regenerate itself. The Rabbi Yisrael Glili. Rabbi Kiva Eimer sheretz says in the pasuk sheretz. Ma sheretz yesh gidim atzamos. Afkal Gidim Atzamos, just like a Sharetz has Gidim Atzamos, everything also is only considered an Eva Menachai Tzmetamev has Gidim Va'atzamos. Basar does not have Gidim Atzamos. And Rebbe Eimer, Sharetz, Just like a sheretz says, my sheretz, bosa gidin ratzomais, I've called bosa gidin ratzomais. These are all three things, bosa gidin ratzomais. Be regular kibos and afkimina, ikimina arakuva. The bottom of the foot, which is no bosa, so according to Rabbi Akiva, it's considered an aver, even though it's no bosa, because it has gidin ratzomais. According to Rabbi, no, it has to have bosa gidin ratzomais. If not, it's not considered an aver benachai, that's matama. But Rabbi Akiva, Rabbi Akiva, Rabbi Akiva, or Rabbi Papa, kulia venivisazim, the afkimina is the kulia venivisazim, the kidney and the upper lip. Those things don't regenerate itself. So according to Rabbi Glili, that would be considered aver. That's matamim. Hashainkin. According to all of them, we need gidin ratzomais. And therefore, since it's gidin ratzomais, those things will not be matamim. They have a din of basa. So Gemara wants to know why do we need the exact same achlekas three tanoim, both by the veila and by shrotzim. Gemara v'tzricha. I need to say both machlekas and why. The yashmin if they told me the machlekas gavi behema, how many time I would say loy matamim dear that basa is not matamim. You know why? How many time loy matamim chayim mishum. Because behema is a tumakala, lemetam v'kadosha. You need a kazayas, and it's not a lentil's not enough, and therefore it's more kodik. So we don't say that if it's pirish, the boss is pirish, it's not matama. Al sheretz, which is so chomer that it has matama kadosha, imatama chaim. You would say maybe there bosser is matama. Bosser is matama when it's bosser melacha. Maybe I think the bosser is matama. V'yosh bin sheretz, if you don't buy sheretz. Mishum deer has a cooler lemetam mas. There's no tum mas. If I carry a sheretz without a maga, it's not tum. Mashainkein, nevela. So you would say, v'yishvin sheretz the mishum lemetam mas lemetam mechayim. It's not matam when it's parish mechayim the basa. Avo behema that's so chomer the matam mas. Even matam mechayim. Maybe the basa if it's a parish mechayim she matam. Tzricha. Therefore, you need both drushes, drusha of behema, drusha of shrotz, I mean, both drushes from the word b'maisam or behema, that machlekes what drush is, but both of them need drushes to exclude basa. Bottom line is that aver minachai has a din tumma, just like nevela, but basa minachai does not have any tumma. And why? The three pshatim in the tanoim, why? Because either it's not similar to miso, it's not similar to behema or to sheretz. And we have the din that bas is not matama both by behemah and sheretz, and there's a sricha so because each one has a chumra and a kula. The chumra of sheretz is that it needs that it's matama even by dasha, but there's no tumas masa. Nevela has a chumra, it's tumas masa, but it needs a kazayis. So therefore, you have to say the pasuk that basar is not matama by both nevela and by sheretz.